Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Our trick-or-treat forecast still looking wet. We're going to walk through the timeline and show you when you'll see rain where you are this evening.
Downtown Raleigh is seeing an uptick in crime, and starting today, private security will begin patrolling the area. We're live at Moore Square with the details and what you should expect to see in the future.
4:30 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning. Not just any Tuesday, the final day of October. Halloween, All Hallows Eve is upon us. If you couldn't tell,
yes.
You know, we're decked out right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Happy Halloween. Yes, aren't you glad to see us this morning? I know. No costumes for us, though. We're not allowed to wear costumes on set. But we can dress up for Halloween. Oh, and we're looking at this forecast. We've been warned, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center, with our temperatures falling.
It's going to be quite a day for us today. It's already windy out there. We're going to see temperatures dropping into the 40s this evening, right around the trick-or-treat time, and we'll also have some scattered showers. Let's jump right on in and take a look. Our cold front's moved on by. Behind the front, we have just a little bit of light patchy rain out there right now, but we'll see that patchy rain moving through some of that this morning. You take a look this morning at that potential for a few showers between South Hill, Roxborough, and Durham. Mostly this morning it stays well to the north, but around lunchtime we start to see that band developing. I'll tell you, on future cast, this is the same future cast that we were showing yesterday. The rainfall is much lighter. This is really good news. This is 5 o'clock. It's really light and patchy right through the triangle area. It continues to slide eastward, so we're trending a little drier, which is great news. I still think there'll be some sprinkles and some patchy light rain, but we're definitely trending drier. And then Wednesday, we're looking dry and chilly. And then we're going to be talking about some potential freezing conditions, especially for Thursday morning. We take a look at what's happening out there with our forecast hour by hour today. Temperatures are going to stay in the 50s, and it'll be right around 50 degrees, maybe some upper 40s as kids are out trick-or-treating. Again, after that, we're looking at the potential for some freezing conditions. I'll show you where we already have some freeze watches in place coming up.
The changes here, Elizabeth, thanks. New safety measures start in downtown Raleigh today, just in time for Halloween. This comes amid growing concerns in the area to protect businesses and patrons. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning to explain the effort to keep you and your family safe downtown. Laura.
Renee, it was just a week ago when a 15-year-old boy was shot here near Moore Square, an area that is seeing an uptick in crime in downtown Raleigh. So starting this morning at 10, people will notice more security patrolling the area. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will have a private security force to patrol parts of downtown beginning today from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The unarmed security guards will wear body cameras, focusing on areas like Glenwood South, Fayetteville, and Davie Streets. The DRA is also training businesses on a new private security camera network. This comes as RPD has increased its presence here within the past month, while also trying to fill about 80 vacant positions. Mayor Marianne Baldwin says several factors contribute to the challenges the city is working to address.
There are different audiences here. There are people who are unsheltered who want help. There are people with mental health issues and substance abuse issues who don't want help. And then there's criminal element that is preying on people. So we have to address all of these audiences in different ways.
So this is just one piece to all of this. The city of Raleigh also plans to hire its own private security firm to patrol the downtown transit center. Talking about the Go Raleigh bus station as well. Wake County is working with the city to improve social services for people who are experiencing homelessness or mental health crises. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Happening today, the man accused of shooting and killing a teen near a middle school in downtown Raleigh is expected back in court. This time, it is for upgraded charges. It comes after 15-year-old Shamar Leverett died from his injuries. Police say 22-year-old Stephen Stanley shot the teen last week near Moore Square Magnet Middle School. Stanley is now charged with murder.
Police in Wilson are trying to find an 18-year-old who they say shot four people at a birthday party and then hit another person with his car. Police have warrants for several counts of attempted murder for 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez. He's accused of shooting into a crowd of people during a birthday party at the Wilson County Fairgrounds just after midnight Sunday. Witnesses say he then struck another person in three cars while trying to drive away. Police radio traffic describes some of the chaos.
Wilson Medical and Medic 6, I've got a patient on the phone. He's shot to the right side. We also have another patient shot in the face, one in the leg. I'm not sure how many patients we've got at this time.
Two of the people who were shot remain in critical condition. Fuentes Martinez is a student at Southern Nash High School. A man who was at the center of an Amber Alert in Durham earlier this month will be in court today. Mitchell Grayson turned himself in at Durham Police Headquarters on the evening of October 9th. He was accused of breaking into a home on Andrew Avenue and taking his four-year-old daughter. He returned her unharmed before turning himself in. You may remember he called WREL as he was on his way to police, saying he was trying to protect his daughter. He's charged with aggravated assault, breaking and entering, and injury to personal property.
Road closures could cause traffic problems for some folks traveling in Chapel Hill for Halloween. A couple busy roads in downtown will be closed, and that includes Franklin Street from Raleigh Street to Church Street and Columbia Street from Rosemary to Cameron Avenue. Extra security will be in downtown as well. More than 100 officers will be on duty. Alcohol is not permitted in that closed area of downtown, but Chapel Hill police are warning people about drinking in the surrounding areas.
If your plans do include alcohol, it's important that you do so safely. Have a designated driver, pace yourself, stay hydrated, stay with friends, make sure you know what's in your drink.
And the road closures are tonight from 8 to 9:30.
Families can go trick-or-treating at the governor's mansion this evening. Governor Roy Cooper and First Lady Kristen Cooper will welcome everyone at the executive mansion on North Blunt Street in Raleigh. This is video from last year's event. The event begins at 6 p.m.
Police in Durham are working to make sure an arrest is made after a shooting left a man dead. It happened on Guest Road just before 5:30 last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The man who was shot was taken to a hospital where he died. Police say it appears to be an isolated incident and their investigation continues.
Today, public voting closes for how Durham should spend $2.4 million in project funding. The city wants people 13 and older to prioritize how it should spend $2.4 million in funding for community projects. There are 10 options, including pedestrian safety projects, improved lighting at parks, a new skate park, and more. You can find a link to the survey at pbdurham.org. City Councilman Leonardo Williams says this is a good way to get involved in Durham's future.
I think what's just really unique about this, that we're talking about the outcome of the projects, but it's also an opportunity for people to get involved civically. And so that's what I love about a participatory budgeting process.
The five projects that get the most votes will be prioritized by the city.
Happening today, hundreds of students in Durham will participate in the school district's largest event. We're talking about the Walk, Bike, and Roll to School. Eastway Elementary is hosting it for students, parents, and teachers. It is the last Walk, Bike, and Roll event for the district. All the fun kicks off this morning at 7 o'clock.
The United Auto Workers Union and General Motors have reached a tentative contract agreement. This comes just 2 days after the union expanded the strike at the automaker. Nearly 50,000 UAW members joined the strike at one point or another, although not all at the same time. Neither the union nor GM confirmed the deal.
Texas Rangers have taken command in the World Series. A two-run homer by Corey Seager put them into the driver's seat in Game 3 last night in Arizona. Rangers held strong to the end. They win it 3-1. So Texas now has a 2-1 lead in the series. Headed into a crucial Game 3, which is tonight, or Game 4, I should say. Tonight, you catch that. Fox 50 starting at 8 o'clock.
Coming up, a fight at the state fair got violent, and it was allegedly over spot and line. Hear from the mom whose son was thrown to the ground while someone gave her a black eye.
Also, some parents are left scrambling after their children's preschool abruptly closed. Why they are not getting answers back about the money they prepaid for enrollment.
Plus, you're taking a live look at Durham this Halloween morning. You will likely need to add an umbrella to your costume. Elizabeth will bring us this evening's trick-or-treat forecast.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
442, and we're taking a live look outside right now. Temperatures are currently dropping. So it's 57 in Wilson, 59 in Durham, and 63 in Fayetteville. We're not seeing a whole lot of rain yet, but we do have some sprinkles up near the Virginia line. It does look like it maybe has maybe sprinkled a little bit there in Durham where it is 59. It's definitely breezy out, too. We take a live look at Wilson, and the whirligigs are spinning around. We're looking at gusts right now at about 20 to 25 across most of the area. So cool and breezy this morning. Our temperatures will be dropping through the 50s. We're going to drop it on down to around 50 at lunchtime and then on down into the 40s as we get into the evening. Once we hit lunchtime, we're going to have some isolated showers out there. We're going to walk through Futurecast in terms of the timeline for the showers for trick-or-treaters in particular coming up.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WREL Live Center. Happening today, the U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Jack Lew as a U.S. ambassador to Israel. These are the confirmations hearing that have been going on. It's not clear, though, what the margin will be, as many Republicans in the Senate have been critical of Lew because of his involvement in a 2015 Iran nuclear deal during the Obama administration. Now, the wall between Hamas and Israel added to the sense of urgency to move this confirmation forward. Of course, we'll keep track of this vote and keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
An Orange County man pleaded guilty to a Halloween 2022 road rage shooting. According to court documents, Kelly Long pleaded guilty to several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon. Orange County investigators say Long followed a father and child who were driving to go trick-or-treating and fired a gun into their car several times. Long then chased them through downtown Hillsborough. One of the shots went through the child's costume and grazed his skin. Long will serve 5 years in prison.
Some parents in North Raleigh are scrambling to find childcare after a preschool abruptly closed. Families say they got an email late Saturday telling them the International Preschool of Raleigh would close as of today. Mornwind Education, based in China, has operated the school for 17 years. They say it's closing because enrollment has not rebounded since the pandemic. It actually closed yesterday. Many parents say they prepaid for the school year, but they have not been able to reach anyone at the company headquarters in Beijing.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper will attend the ribbon cutting for a new North Carolina State Veterans Home in Kernersville. It's a 120-bed facility. It'll be the fifth veterans home in the state. The ribbon cutting happens at 10 this morning.
Wake County deputies are working to identify the people a woman says attacked her family at the state fair. And we want to warn you, there is video of the incident, and it is hard to watch. So in this video, you'll see a 9-year-old boy thrown to the ground, and it appears the person narrowly misses him as she stomps hard on the ground. At the same time, that boy's mother tussles with another person. All of this, we're told, was over a spot in line at the state fair. The victim who spoke with us did not want to be identified, fearing for her family's safety.
My kids and I were in line for a ride for well over an hour, and lots of teenagers kept cutting in line right and left. And I said, nope, the back of the line's down there. And they jumped me from behind.
My goodness. Luckily, she says her son is okay, no physical injuries. However, she has a black eye and bruises on her body. Anyone with information about this is asked to call the Wake County Sheriff's Office. Democrats representing the Triangle in Congress are making decisions about the 2024 election. The announcements come after Republicans redrew the legislative maps, which could give them a decided advantage in congressional seats. The Triangle currently has three Democratic representatives. Valerie Fucci represents the Hillsborough area and announced that she is running for re-election in 2024. Representative Deborah Ross will also seek re-election next year, and Representative Wiley Nickel has not said what he's going to do. His district shifts from a competitive seat to a heavily Republican seat under the new maps.
An agreement between striking Hollywood actors and studios could be reached this week or next. That's what people familiar with the negotiations told CNN. They say the two sides arrived on a tentative agreement on parts of a deal. Yesterday, the SAG-AFTRA members continued picketing in L.A. They have been on strike for more than 100 days. White House delivers some early treats for Halloween. President Joe Biden, First Lady Jill Biden hosted the event Monday and welcomed local public school students and military connected children for the not so scary event. This year's theme was Halloween, encouraging children to pick out their favorite Halloween book and relish in spooktacular thrills of reading together. It was created by Jill Biden.
Giving out books. Well, a heads up this morning for those of you in Granville County. The town of Oxford is postponing its Halloween Spooktacular. They plan to host an event for kids and families tonight in downtown Oxford that included a candy stroll, face painting, costume contest, and more. But it has now been rescheduled until tomorrow because of the possibility of rain. So all the fun will begin at 3:30 on Wednesday.
4:48 the time right now. The wind's picking up just a little bit. Scary stuff's not coming for a little while. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center to time it out.
Yeah, you know, it's just unfortunate because we've had such nice weather, and to have to go to like the worst day of the week here for Halloween just doesn't seem fair. But, you know, they're making a good decision to push that event to tomorrow. We take a live look at downtown Durham. It's cloudy right now. The wind's starting to pick up. It's 59 degrees. But these temperatures are on their way down. Normally, we would start to see, you know, we'd see temperatures falling for a little bit and then climbing. No climbing today. Mid-50s, upper 50s now, dropping on down to around 50 at lunchtime and into the 40s this evening. Dual Doppler 5000 radar showing a little bit of patchy light rain up near Danville, up near the Virginia line, but all that's going to start to slide eastward. So once we get to 8 or 9 o'clock, we'll have a better chance of seeing a little bit of light patchy rain. There's 7 a.m. Still looks like it stays back to the west. But again, around 9 o'clock between Durham and South Hill, we begin to see that band of rain developing. At lunchtime, it's still, say, from the Triangle area northward, and then during the day, it slides eastward. So there's 2 p.m. There's 4 p.m. and of course at 5 p.m. You know, 5-6 o'clock is when, you know, some of the kids start to head out. It may be over from Durham northward at that point, and we haven't maybe seen as much down to the south and east. We'll pause it at 8 o'clock. It looks like by 7 or 8 o'clock it's out of the triangle. I know by 7 or 8 o'clock trick or treating is mostly over. So I mean, the timing for the triangle on this just really probably couldn't be worse. By 8 o'clock from Fayetteville to Goldsboro to Rocky Mount, and then by about 9 or 10 it's out of here completely, and then skies begin to clear. That said, we're not looking at very much rain. We're talking about a tenth to a quarter of an inch at the most. So the rainfall that we do see will be very light. So, you know, yeah, you might have to take a raincoat or an umbrella out there with you, but it doesn't look like it's going to be pouring down rain. Not like this. And watch for hands coming out of the mud. But again, later this afternoon, we're going to see, you know, that better chance of that band of rain moving through. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s to right around 50 degrees during the evening. Heading out the door right now, it's breezy. We're seeing some gusts there in the white box, anywhere from about 18, 19 to around 25 miles per hour. So it's a blustery start, and we'll see blustery conditions today. Our temperatures currently 52 in Roxboro, but 62 in Fayetteville. We'll see that cool air moving down from the north. This afternoon, this is the way it's going to feel. 51 in Raleigh, 48 in Durham, and 55 in Fayetteville. So big temperature drop, but then temperatures rebound by Friday and Saturday. Our normal high is 68. It's not just the afternoon highs that are going to drop. This big, massive cold, almost Arctic blast that comes in tomorrow morning brings our temperatures into the 30s. We're looking at a freeze warning that'll be in effect to our west. And then for Thursday morning, we're looking at those temperatures again, upper 20s to low 30s. And our first real freeze potential. So we do have a freeze watch for the entire viewing area for Thursday morning. So for us, we're looking at 36 Wednesday morning, 30 on Thursday morning, 33 Friday morning. So those cool temperatures will stick around for the rest of the week. It is a more pleasant weekend, though. Temperatures in the 70s, and of course, we turn our clocks back Saturday night.
Elizabeth, thanks. If you're still waiting to buy candy for trick-or-treaters tonight, you'll want to stick around for this next story. So the data is in, and we're telling you which type of candy is most popular so that you can be the fan favorite house this Halloween. I see my favorite candy. Today, Smithfield Selma High School will celebrate next steps for its newest gymnasium. The gym is the final project of the county's 2018 bond referendum. There's still some work to be done. These are renderings of what it could look like once complete. At 3 p.m., the school is holding a topping off ceremony for the gym.
Big news for Duke basketball fans. Five-star recruit Cooper Flagg is headed to Durham. The 6'8" forward from Maine is considered the nation's top high school player. Duke won the recruiting battle over reigning national champion Connecticut and just about every other school in the country. Flagg's considered the top player in the class of 2024, already projected to be the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft. How about that?
6'8". What is he eating? Is he eating candy? Probably not. Yeah. As you prepare your candy buckets for Halloween today, you'll want to think twice about which products you're buying for the kids. New data shows Americans are falling out of love with candy corn. The favorite is chocolate. Milk chocolate is king. More people purchased this candy last year than all other non-chocolate candy combined. I didn't know America was in love with candy corn. That was kind of news to me.
I would take some of the throwaways. I'm not going to make a steady diet of it, but I don't mind candy corn. People hate it. I don't mind it in doses.
It's polarizing, isn't it?
It is true. That is very true.
But chocolate, I love chocolate and peanut butter. Reese's peanut butter cups. That's my jam.
Can't go wrong. There's another treat for you this morning, and this one is from the 90s. Paramount Plus released the trailer for Good Burger 2. The film stars Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell reuniting as co-stars as their next characters, Dexter and Ed, for a sequel to the original 1997 comedy. The plot of the sequel centers on the two fast food employees getting replaced by robots that look and talk like them. Fans can see Good Burger 2 on Paramount Plus November 22nd.
Oh, that looks funny. Coming up, downtown Chapel Hill will be filled with people in costumes tonight celebrating Halloween. The increased security that will be in the area to make sure that everyone is safe.
Also, just in time for tonight's Halloween crowds, private security will begin patrolling parts of downtown Raleigh. What you need to know about the push for safety in the downtown area.
Plus, as the number of young people dying from overdoses increases, there's a new nationwide push for schools to keep a life-saving drug on hand.